Talk Live. The toll-free number here is 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. You can control the content. All you have to do is submit stuff to the site as show prep. So when you find something online that you think is interesting that you would like to share with our listeners, you may do so. Submit it, and then others will vote as to whether or not they like or dislike what you've suggested. And the most liked make it to the front page in the top of the site over at freetalklive.com. So head on over there. Get interactive. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Here in the studio, it's Ian with you.
Allie.
And Mark.
By the way, Allie's joining us courtesy of her radio program, Ladies in Keen. You can go to ladiesinkeen.com. That's K-E-E-N-E, ladiesinkeen.com, where you can hear more of Allie as well as her cohorts, partners in crime, so to speak.
Cecilia and Kate.
Yes. Have you ever considered yourself a whore?
Yes.
Okay.
What is a whort, anyway?
I have no idea, but if you have cohorts, you must be a whort.
Must be.
Yeah.
So, ladiesinkeen.com, it is a program that focuses on some of the activism and news that's originating from the Keene area, which, of course, is where we do this radio program.
Yeah, it's a chance for listeners to get sort of the feminine perspective, I guess, if you can call it that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think the ladies sort of contribute a more... the perspective that's sort of unique to females, maybe about some of the issues. So, and also to try to encourage more women to move to Keene because we wanna see the ladies.
Whether they move to Keene or not, I'd like to see them in the Shire. More Liberty Ladies is a good thing for this movement, and I think that the Free State Project, which is one of the sponsors of this program, the Free State Project is looking better year after year as far as its ratio. One of the problems in the world of the Liberty movement is that it tends to be male-dominated, and that's a real problem.
Lots of politics tends to be male-dominated.
It's true, and I consider it a real problem.
Agreed.
And so that's it's nice to see that shifting, I think, in a very positive direction. There are times now when I'll be at the local activity center, and I'll be the only guy in the room, or the ratio will be 50-50 instead of what it used to be years
one
ago.
1-7.
Yeah, I mean, it used to be like, 80-20 or 70-30 ratios men to ladies, so that's changing. And thanks to ladiesinkeen.com for helping that. And by the way, that's Ladies in Keene is recorded once a week, so you can go and download more Allie over there. All right, 855-453 is the toll-free number here tonight. We're talking in the first hour about CISPA, this new online legislation that is going to empower the federal government to control even more, to access even more information, and make it so these companies, these mega corporations, be completely free from any liability for their actions of handing over your private information or what you thought was private.
And this really goes to show the, people will often say that in a more free market world, you would have companies get larger and larger as a result. And I think that just the opposite's true because in fact, when companies get of a certain size, then they're able to lobby the government for advantages in their particular area. And this just goes to show why the government is incentivized to have larger companies, because it's much easier to deal with bigger companies for them. They
right.
have fewer points of contact. They can, get the fewer compliant people involved, and, they're good to go.
It's true. And then, consumer demand changes much faster than laws change. I mean, if you look at a lot of the laws on the books that are totally disagreeable to most people, obviously, people's tastes and websites they patronize and all that changes much faster than any law is going to change. So that's going to be something where you have to have lots of competition. And if people are concerned about privacy, then you have to make the people that are patronizing your website realize that that shouldn't be a concern of theirs, and you have to follow up with that for people to believe you. But when you're the government, people just believe whatever you say, despite evidence.
Well, hopefully we'll see more websites reaffirming their, some sort of a dedication to privacy. And that would be nice. I mean, there are people out
nice.
There.
I agree.
There are companies out there. In fact, there was the article that you had mentioned before, Mark, about this guy, and thanks to SciFace for sending this over. Article by Declan McCullough, again, over at CNET.com, talking about one man, Nicholas Merrill, who is planning to revolutionize online privacy with a concept as simple as it is ingenious. Telecommunications provider designed from its inception to shield its customers from surveillance. Now, this will be a good idea as long as Nicholas Merrill isn't a federal agent himself. But he's 39, and he previously ran a New York-based ISP. Told CNET he's raising funds to launch a national nonprofit telecommunications provider dedicated to privacy using ubiquitous encryption that will sell mobile phone service and, for as little as $20 a month, internet connectivity. The ISP would not merely employ every technological means at its disposal, including encryption and limited logging, to protect its customers. It would also, and in practice, this is likely more important, challenge government surveillance demands of dubious legality or constitutionality. So apparently you attempted to contact this guy, and he's still in the phase of raising money for this, right? So it hasn't happened yet. But it sure is a great idea, and I hope that he actually follows through with it. It would seem that there would be plenty of interest in people who would like to become this man's customers. Of course, I would imagine the feds would also really be interested in his customer list as well.
Yeah. He better move once he opens up.
You mean out of the U.S.?
Yes.
Yeah. So I think it's great. I mean, the guy is clearly really brave to be doing something like this.
He needs to set up a server on Sealand.
He's the first ISP executive to fight back against the Patriot Act's expanded police powers and win. In February of 2004, the FBI sent Merrill a secret national security letter, not an actual court order signed by a judge, asking for confidential information about his customers and forbidding him from disclosing the letter's existence. We've talked about these national security letters.
We might have very well talked about this guy, because we've certainly talked about these stories.
He enlisted the ACLU to fight the gag order and won. A federal judge barred the FBI from invoking that portion of the law, ruling that it was an unconstitutional prior restraint of speech in violation of the First Amendment. So, how many other people were issued these national security letters and just did what they were told? Because the national security letter, right, the national security letter is a threatening letter coming from some federal government agency that says, hey, you can't tell anyone you've received this, and we need this information from you. Now, either hand it over or else. And that's pretty scary, right? Like,
sure.
The federal government's coming down on you, and they're intimidating you to the point where they're saying, you can't even tell anyone we've contacted you. If you tell someone you've received this letter, we're going to hurt you. I mean, that's basically what this national security letter is all about. This guy had the courage to say, I'm going to take this on. And he did. And he won, which, you know, credit to the judge that ruled in his favor. But most people aren't willing to do that. Most people don't know how to do that stuff. Thankfully, the ACLU was willing to help him out.
Does that make you feel more sympathetic to companies when they are complying with these laws, knowing that they are under the threat of a gun?
No. No, because the big corporations can afford lawyers. So if a big corporation wanted to, they could go ahead and fight these things. But they also know that they'll be targeted with regulations and targeted with other things. So, no, I mean, I guess I could have sympathy for them, but I can't empathize as well. Because, look, if more of these companies were to stand up to the feds, we wouldn't have the problems we have. So it's these people, these big corporations, that are part of the problem. They're not part of the solution. They could be part of the solution, but yeah, that would require them taking some level of risk. And I can only really appreciate companies that are willing to take risk. I mean, didn't you take risk when you got into business in the first place? Isn't getting into business a risk in the first place? Because you're risking all kinds of money and you're putting, you know, pouring time and effort into something that may not actually pan out. So business owners shouldn't be unfamiliar with risk. It's part and parcel of doing business.
Well, I guess I'll defend them a little bit by saying when they're starting up their company, then the risk is on them. And once the company expands and they have all these employees and these millions and millions of users who depend on their company or their website in all kinds of ways, then you're risking a lot of people's, you know, sense of their lives. A lot of people, you know, if Facebook says, you know what, screw the feds, I'm just, you know, we're going to keep all this private, you know, that's kind of
that'd
a dreamland.
Awesome.
But if Facebook goes under, then, you know, all three of us have no Facebook, so we're going to have to find a different
way
to communicate.
There's always something new.
Yeah, right. Well, what
remember
about those
MySpace?
What about those people that have jobs at Facebook? And remember, as a business owner, your obligation is to the shareholders and to the people with that work for you.
855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Well, I would want people working for me and shareholders who gave a damn about privacy. And if they don't care, well, it's too bad for them.
Most people don't.
We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
I am so excited about Pork Fest this year.
Pork Fest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get in before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
It looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, April 27th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.5590. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.9718, $8.4859 for a half ounce, or $4.2429 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.9718, $8.4859, and $4.2429.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Mark. And And some of our features include listening choices. We have live streams, broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. Available 24 hours a day, the latest episode is there at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, our over 100 great radio stations on AM and FM across the country. You can get a list of those. In addition, our satellite listening choices, including XM Satellite Radio, where we're on two different channels, and in addition to that, our KU band free-to-air channel, the webcam, and the listen lines. They're all available for you over at listen.freetalklive.com.
Are you looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear? ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment. They've got all the name brands, and they've got the best prices you're going to be able to find likely at a major retailer on the Internet. ManVentureOutpost.com, they're family-owned and members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. I've got a couple of my friends who have purchased from ManVentureOutpost.com, and you know, like myself, but they're big outdoors enthusiasts, so they know what the prices are on these things, and they're stunned by the rates. So if you're into outdoors type stuff, go to manventureoutpost.com, use coupon code FTL, get an additional 5% off. You can use it every time. Coupon code FTL, get it quick, get it from manventureoutpost.com.
All right, so again, the toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. I think we pretty much covered the CISPA thing. If you feel like there's something that we've missed, feel free to get on the lines here and clear it up or add your thoughts into the discussion. 855-450-FREE. Still to come here, some disturbing news out of the federal government, out of D.C., where they are prosecuting yet another pornographer, somebody who is a fetish pornographer, for so-called obscenity charges. Allie is going to tell us about that. According to the New York Daily News, this is news that we mentioned last night, we didn't get a chance to get to it. Swiss newspaper Tages Anzeiger reports that a woman starved to death after embarking on a spiritual diet that required her to stop eating and drinking and live off sunlight alone. The Zurich newspaper reported Wednesday that the unnamed Swiss woman in her 50s decided to follow the radical fast in 2010 after viewing an Austrian documentary about an Indian guru who claims to have lived this way for 70 years, which, of course, is just not possible.
Well, now we know.
Tages Anzeiger says there have been...
I think we should thank this lady, but everybody should send a little thank you.
There have been similar cases of self-starvation in other places, including Germany, Britain, and Australia. The prosecutor's office confirmed the woman died in January of 2011. And then that's pretty much it. There's not much more to the story here, but just, wow, how could you possibly be so deluded into believing that you wouldn't need water?
How long did she last?
It couldn't be much more than a few days. I mean, as I understand it, if you go more than like 3 days without water, you're done for. That's what I've heard. I mean, I haven't heard those numbers in a long time, but I've heard it's 3 days without water and like 7 days without food. But I've heard of people doing these water fasts. I know of somebody.
I think you can go quite a bit more than 7 days without food.
Yeah, but water, you can't.
No.
There's like a real pretty hard limit on that.
Yeah.
But there is somebody that I know that a friend of the show's, I guess, that is on a water fast right now. And I have to say, I'm pretty scared for him. I mean, that sounds really dangerous to do nothing but drink water for several, like a couple weeks.
I honestly wouldn't be too worried about someone who says, I'm going to do a water fast, because if they have unless they're saying, I'm going to keep myself from having access to food, they will eat when they get hungry. The temptation to eat when you're fasting is...
Have you fasted?
I've fasted before. And
sure. For how long?
I did a juice fast for a week once. Or maybe I didn't last a whole week. All I know is that it's stupid, because as soon as you're just, okay, I'm going to start eating again, you, like, eat more than you ever would,
really?
Like, normally.
Really? You would think your stomach would have shrunk
you
and
eat
it would
enough,
be more difficult.
Well, you expand it.
I see.
Yeah, the temptation to eat is,
I wouldn't
like,
think your stomach would shrink inside of a week's time. I would think it would take quite a few weeks. But, it makes me wonder, why in the world wouldn't they just go for some vegetables? Hey, vegetables. What diet has ever said
no
vegetables
veggies
are bad? I mean, I just never heard of it.
No, what was it that inspired you to go on a juice fast?
It was sort of like, it was like a wanting to lose weight thing mixed with like a sort of supernatural, like, this is going to detoxify me. sort of thing. This is in high school.
Heard.
Yeah.
Right. This is what the gentleman in question is saying is one of the reasons why he's doing the water fast is because it's some sort of a detoxifying thing.
Which is complete just...
Is that bunk?
Yeah.
It sounds like bunk.
Well, I think your liver needs a break now and then. Depends on how much toxin.
I don't know. I kind of like eating.
Your body's not really made to... It's not designed, really, in a sense that you need to fast for more than, you know, time between you... You know, maybe 4 hours between a meal, but there's nothing... And when you go to sleep at night, you fast for, like, 8 hours every day.
Hence the term breakfast.
Right.
You are breaking the fast. That's where that term came from. In fact, you know, the Muslim folks doing their, I believe it's called Ramadan, where they are fasting for approximately a few weeks, that is not a true, like, 24-hour fast. Their fast is only from sunup to sundown. So you actually do get to eat during Ramadan, which sounds much more of a doable fast, a much more reasonable sort of fast, where you just have to exert the effort to not eat during the daylight hours, and then afterwards you can enjoy a meal after the day is done. But to do something like a juice fast or a water fast sounds really dangerous.
I don't know that it's dangerous. I think that fasts have been going on for as long as humans have had religions, and I think that it's you know, there's value in having that level of control over yourself. You know, you're getting plenty of food. Don't worry. As an American, you've got all the food you need. You're likely carrying around a nice spare tire. You got calories piled up for a good 3 weeks.
Not me.
And you know...
And the gentleman I'm talking about is...
The kind of crap you eat, you shouldn't be... I mean, that's what you should do for your fast, is eat real food.
Yeah.
Eat foods that you prepare in the box that makes things hot.
I had tacos tonight. It was good.
Right. Somebody else made them for you.
That's right.
You
know, I like people making food for me.
I'd love to see the ingredients on the back of that, you know, the container from which the spices came.
You know what, Mark?
Oh, my gosh. Those are the best tacos ever.
I'm not
very healthy.
I'm just...
Mark? I'm just happy and grateful that I don't have to run through the woods in a loincloth with a knife in my teeth trying to run down chickens and rabbits or whatever and shooting things and having to cut them up and cook them and spend all this kind of time just trying to get food.
What does have to do with eating vegetables and
I have vegetables.
Real whole
I'm
foods?
I just am glad that I don't have to go through all that effort, and I'm grateful for all
the
food that I have access
convenience.
To. Yeah,
convenience
nice.
And food is very important.
I know that everybody, you know, there's a lot of people who are very obsessed with the food they eat, and some of them have to be due to some sort of health condition. That makes sense, and I can appreciate that. But I'm sorry, I'm just not going to spend a bunch of time reading a bunch of ingredients. I've got other things to do.
You know, and I don't have problems with the tacos you got, because most of that's real good food. However, you know, the first thing that came to my mind was the spice pack. But I see you eat these frozen foods constantly. Not a good idea.
Yeah, well... I'm hungry. It's there.
Yeah, I know.
It's convenient.
Doesn't freezing foods preserve their nutrients?
Some would argue it does not.
Yeah. Take a look at the nutrients that are listed on the back.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. I feel fine, Mark. Thanks. Appreciate
the concern. 30.
It's Free Talk Live. 31.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AFFINITY HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and super male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
By dialing in toll-free. This is Free Talk Live, and that's the point of the program. You can call in, talk about anything you want. We do it live 7 nights a week. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy all the features that await you there. Lots of stuff, including listening options, news updates, the Shrine of Female Listeners, and more. Shrine of Female Listeners, by the way, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they're listeners of this program. Shrine.freetalklive.com will take you there. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
The Seasteading Institute. They want to create freedom on the open seas. Do you know they're having a concert? Conference? You can meet your fellow forward thinkers or ocean law experts, investors, engineers, entrepreneurs, maritime professionals. If you're over on the West Coast, this is a great idea to make it over to this convention. It's from May 31st to the June 2nd at La Meridian Hotel in San Francisco. There's a discount registration prior to May 1st, which is just a few days away, so you better make your registrations now. Special rates for students and the press. You can get additional 10% off with promo code FTL. You can get registered before the May 1st at seasteading.freetalklive.com. You know, there's a for-profit seasteading sector being created right now. So if you want to be in on those jobs in this exciting Liberty field, you need to go to seasteading.freetalklive.com and go to this convention.
So we've been talking about a lady who has died as a result of a sunlight fast. She says that when she was alive, she said that she had viewed an Austrian documentary about an Indian guru who claims to have lived off of sunlight for 70 years, meaning no food, no water. That usually is
you know, the equation you need to have a dead body on your hands. And you have to wonder what it was like when she was going through this and feeling whatever pain was coming from the dehydration that she inevitably, it doesn't say here that's what she died from, but that's got to be what she died from, right? As she was going through this dehydration, you know, did she crawl outside and try to get a little bit more sunlight at that point in hopes it was going to help her? I mean, how disconnected from reality do you have to be to understand this?
Well, she probably thought to herself that this thirst thing was just something she had to get through in order to get to whatever that state of nirvana is, where you don't need water anymore.
Well, yeah, call the third world countries in which all these people are dying of starvation and thirst and let them know they just need sunlight.
More sunlight, yeah. Tell the starving kids in Africa. I think they've got plenty of sunlight over there.
The you know, this really brings up an interesting thought about authority and people taking their, like by authority, I mean experts.
Like the Indian guru who claims to have lived off sunlight 70 years.
And this lady just saw a documentary. She didn't even get around this guy. The documentary was enough. You know, it passed through the internet interwebs and she saw it. And she was convinced. But, you know, I mean, you take it up a step. And then you're talking about people say, you know, that choose, like Steve Jobs chose to take natural medicine over, you know, allopathic medicine in treating his cancer. Mm-hmm. And it killed him.
The cancer killed him.
Yeah, the cancer killed him.
Right.
Well, and the choices killed him, too.
Maybe. Maybe he would have died anyway.
It's possible. The and I've got no problem. I take all kinds of nutraceuticals and those kinds of things.
Maybe he didn't want to go through the difficulties of, you know, the allopathics
medicine. He said he regretted it later.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he, you know, he says he wished he had tried other stuff earlier on, but he decided that this would be the way to go. I know that some of this stuff works. I know it does. I used it on the cat one time, and it cleared up his coat. So, you know, tell me it doesn't work. He didn't know anything about it. It wasn't a placebo for him.
Yeah.
Unless you transmitted your feelings about whatever it was you're giving him to the cat.
The cat really didn't care about my feelings much. I can tell you, Senior Grouchy Pants was pretty self-contained.
Did you pet Grouchy Pants more often when you gave him the medicine?
I don't think so.
Okay.
You know,
all good points, Ellie.
But you know, even you can look at even when you look at allopathic medicine, there's a lot of prescriptions out there that don't do anything for you, that you don't need to take these things, but you take them because the authority, you know, says
the man in the lab coat.
Yep. And you know, the doctor says take this depression drug, you take it rather than going out and getting some sunlight and exercise or
talk about your feelings or something.
Whatever,
like that.
You know, I mean, that they've shown that people with mild depression don't need these medications at all.
Right.
So.
Well, right. I tend to think
worse for them rather than better.
I tend to agree with that. I know that we used to have a co-host on this show who was medicated for depression, and he was taking, I don't remember what they were, but he was taking multiple pills. And one of these pills was resulting in him breaking out severely all across his back. And it also was killing his sex drive as well. And, like, you want to talk about getting more depressed?
Right.
I mean, you now have no sex drive, and you've got acne all over
and you're
your body,
ugly. Right.
And you're putting on weight as well. As one of the other things was it did to him was he added weight, and it's like, this is going to make you even more depressed. How can anybody look at this and say this is a solution? I mean, taking a pill after the fact seems like nothing more than trying to cover over whatever the root of the problem is. I mean, there's a reason why you have depression, if that's what you have, and solve it at the root, whatever that is. Like you said, get out, get some sunlight, go walk around, see the beauty of nature.
I'm not
going
to try to diagnose people. Some people have severe depression, and they may very well need the medication, but I think that...
They may, but it's overdiagnosed, don't you think?
Yeah. I know it is. I know for certain it is, because the people that diagnose it will tell you that it's overdiagnosed, and that people that come into their office want prescriptions for little pills.
See,
they don't want to be told to go exercise.
That would be a great example of when I would support the use of a placebo. If someone says, I'm depressed, I need some pill, give them a placebo. They're going to think that the pill is helping them. They're going to think, oh, I just want to go outside because of this pill I took and breathe the fresh air. I feel so much happier. happier, and then they're going to be happier. Who cares?
Placebos work. I mean, they're very effective. As I understand, red placebos more effective than other colored placebos.
Is that right?
Yep. And expensive placebos more effective than cheap placebos.
Of course. Yep. So, the placebo effect is fascinating, and I think that when you look at it, and of course, for those that don't know, what is the placebo effect?
The placebo effect is, I don't know how to describe it, but giving
the
somebody
sugar pill.
Yeah, giving somebody something that isn't really a medication.
But you tell them that it is, and then therefore they believe it's a medication, and so because they believe it, it becomes true for them, and their malady will clear up. And so it really just goes to show, to me, that shows that there's a lot of problems that people have that are created from within. They're created perhaps by one's mental state. Maybe one is too negative in one's own life, or paranoid, or whatever. They're just living in some sort of negative state of vibration that is creating problems, that it's manifesting.
Vibration?
Because everything is vibration, isn't it?
I don't know.
It is, because everything at some level is vibrating. Everything is moving. You know, the little atoms and molecules.
I like to think of it as the attitude that I choose for myself.
Okay, right. That's a factor, and some would argue that those are you are vibrating at certain frequencies by doing that.
Okay,
and even things that are solid are vibrating. They are moving.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree with that at all. I just
right.
Vibrations, it starts freaking.
It sounds woo woo. I know, but when you're looking around the world, that's what you're seeing. Your eyes and your ears are interpreting vibrations. They're for interpreting wavelengths. You know, color.
Light
those
bouncing
are,
off
those
stuff.
Are wavelengths.
Yeah.
Audio. That's those are waves.
Yep.
So all
strike
you are
ear,
is a,
sure.
all you are essentially is a device that is interpreting the various different vibrations around it and creating pictures and audio and sensations and things like that from out of it. So if you are focusing negatively, if you are paranoid, if you are all these negative things and you're constantly thinking about whatever doom and gloom sorts of things, you're less likely, I think, to be healthy. I mean, in the long run. If you are a hypochondriac, you're somebody who's constantly focused on what's wrong with you, well, what do you know? There's always new things wrong with you. And so...
Did you see the article about the lady in Australia that consumed, like, nothing but Coca-Cola, ate junk food, and smoked, died at, like, 32 or something like that?
I did not see that.
Yeah. No. It probably had something to do with it, too. All that stuff that was vibrating down our gullet.
You are what you eat, they say. 855-450-FREE. And, Mark, I'll have you know, I'm not always eating microwave food. These days, we've got all kinds of neat folks out here that cook for one another in the Liberty Movement, and I eat their food as often as possible because it is just fantastic, and it's a great service. So there's a real cooking community going on
there
out
is.
Here. It's Free Talk Live.
Free.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Available now, 4 news alums from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
Call it democracy.
I had enough of reading lies from fascistic, psychopathic, genocidal corporations. All I want is the truth.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at cdbaby.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever. Camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number here, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that await you. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Here with you this evening, it's Ian,
Allie,
and Mark.
And, of course, you can join us over at the website if you support the show. You like the fact that the website is free, then you may want to contribute by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. You get some perks like access to the amp-only podcast, the amp archives as well. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com. The amp podcast or the amp archives do not have the same commercial content that the regular podcast does. It doesn't have recorded commercials that we specifically put into our regular podcast because, you know, it costs money to give something out for free. So if you're a Free Talk Live amplifier, you get the workaround there, and you get a couple other perks as well. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the amp program, and most importantly, the $3 a month that it costs, that's not a lot, the $3 a month goes and is invested into Free Talk Live, and it helps us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country and bring more internet listeners on board as well. So, once again, go to amp.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference.
The guys at Raja Mojo, the liberty-oriented band, you've heard their music here on Free Talk Live, and I've certainly been talking about them for the last few weeks. They want to thank everybody who's put the positive comments on YouTube and CD Baby, and who's, of course, purchased their music over at cdbaby.com, and, of course, the subscriptions on the YouTube channel. And if you're one of those people out there that supports the idea of liberty-oriented entertainment and you haven't purchased the songs, Raja Mojo's songs at cdbaby.com, I want to encourage you to, because we're not going to get more liberty-oriented music if we don't support the liberty-oriented artists out there. Raja Mojo, they've put out 4 songs, and you can go get all 3 of them. I downloaded them from cdbaby.com. It was easy. For $3.16, so not very much. And this keeps the ball rolling, keeps perpetuating it. They're at the top of several of the charts over there. This looks like 7 of the charts here. They're in different locations, and it's great. And, you know, lots of people have gone and purchased the music, and so you really can't count on them to go and do it again. You can't count on other people to do it for you. You need to go do it. Raja Mojo at cdbaby.com.
All right. So, again, our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I think we're pretty much done with the Sunlight article, this lady who has killed herself by attempting to live off of sunlight.
Sad.
But how do you deal with that? I mean, if you've got a friend who is doing something that is really, I mean, you look at it and you say, oh, my God, that seems really dangerous, you know, like trying to live off of sunlight. How do you approach that? What's the best way to handle that? Is somebody,
if you find somebody who's doing this?
If it's a friend of yours. Like, you know, somebody, you find that your friend is like, yeah, I'm going to go live off sunlight.
How often does this happen?
Well, not that often. But as I said, there's a guy that I know that's doing a water fast. And I know that he posted about it publicly. So a number of his friends did, I think, express some concern. And, you know, the concern that this could be dangerous, perhaps. And that maybe the, you know, whatever information is behind this idea is questionable. The idea that suggests that this is somehow safe or a good thing or is going to reduce toxins, I guess.
Explain to them that you support their right to commit suicide if that's what they wish to do. But that you want them to understand that this is a suicide pact that they're putting themselves on, not some kind of way to live a better life.
Right, and then don't try to give them any more attention about it, because once you said your piece, then you're just feeding in. Maybe they're just want attention. Who knows? A lot of people do stuff like this for attention.
This lady doesn't seem like she just wanted attention. She's darn sure dehydrated and killed herself.
So if you've ever had to deal with this, maybe you were successful in kind of interceding, because obviously you can't force someone to eat. You know, and nor would you if you gave a damn about their liberty. They should be free to make bad choices for themselves, obviously. But when you care about somebody, it can be really tough to watch them hurt themselves.
Oh, sure.
So if you've ever encountered a situation like this and you'd like to share with us, you're certainly welcome to do so. Or maybe you are somebody who advocates things like a water fast. Maybe you've done these things before. I mean, the gentleman in question was going to attempt
fasting from water?
Excuse me. Water fast meaning that all you have during the fast is water.
Oh, I don't think that that's a terrible idea necessarily.
You don't think so?
No.
It sounds terrible to me. I can tell you that if I go 5 hours without eating, I get excruciatingly hungry.
Sure. Different people have different levels of tolerance for things like this. But
how are you supposed to get any nutrients? I mean, taking a pill isn't going to substitute for...
Most Americans are walking around with lots of nutrients hanging right around their bellies.
Okay, that's nice, Mark. But so would you say that I should go on a water fast? I don't have those nutrients hanging around
my
belly.
I've made my recommendation for you, which is to eat whole foods and more vegetables.
Thanks, I appreciate that. I've got some salad in the fridge right now.
Good.
I appreciate that.
Let's try to steer clear.
I'm not asking you what I should. There's no iceberg lettuce in my salad. Okay, thanks, Mark. I appreciate all the health tips. I'm not asking you for a recommended diet. You said, well, most Americans have a bunch of fat around their waist. Well, I don't. So should everyone go on a water fast? Is it good for everybody?
I haven't made the recommendation that everybody should go on a water fast. Did I say that?
No, you said it was a good idea, and that most
people
have. I said
that I would not call it a bad idea.
So who is it a bad idea for?
I think that water fasts are going to be, I mean, it's definitely better than a no water or food sort of thing. You can last probably, I don't know, it depends on the person. See, like, you're thinner, Ian, so maybe because your metabolism's higher, if you try to just keep from eating any food at all, you might not last as long, but...
It sounds horrible. So who should not do a water fast?
Anybody who has enough determination to kill themselves by refusing to eat. Those people shouldn't do water fasts.
Gotcha. So you would you recommend water fasting?
I think that if you're at a healthy weight, which is a weight between, certainly below a BSI of like 22 or something like that, then... you know, maybe a fast of a day or two isn't going to kill you, but, you know, once you start getting down to a body fat percentage of below 10%, you're starting to freak everybody out.
Yeah. Right.
So don't do it if your body fat percentage is below 10%. How's that?
Okay.
I've heard some doctors will actually tell patients that are morbidly obese, I know that's a different story, but will tell them to go on water fast.
Sure.
So, I mean, that's interesting.
Your fat butt doesn't need any more food. You just drink some water.
Let's go to Mike in Indy, listening to WXNT. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How are you tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind, Mike?
Hey, I listen to you guys pretty regularly. Usually we agree. Sometimes we disagree, but it never makes me upset, except a couple times that you guys have gotten on the subject about depression and some other disorders. And that really jerks my chain.
Okay. What about it?
Well, I really wish you guys read a little bit more about this, do a little bit more research about it before you start talking about it. Particularly when you say things like, you know, just go and get some sunshine, have some positive thoughts. You know, I'm a very positive person. I have major depressive disorder. It came on while I was in Iraq. And, you know, there is a quantitative, measurable lack of serotonin. It's a chemical imbalance.
The science is in dispute over this. Now, I'm not going to claim anybody who has a major depressive disorder doesn't need medication, and I was pretty clear on that.
Well, you made it clear, Mark, that we weren't talking about everybody who's diagnosed with depression.
This serotonin, what you're talking about, this the science on the serotonin thing isn't real clear from what I understand. Now, I watched a 60-minute special, and it has corroborated some of the things I've looked at on this the same subject. I don't know if you saw it a few weeks ago, but they're not entirely certain that this is the case. If you've got PTSD from Iraq, I would recommend, by the way, MDMA.
But the biggest issue of dispute about serotonin, which you're talking about, is not whether or not there's a lack of it. It's a chicken and the egg question. What comes first? Is it the lack of serotonin that triggers the depression, or is it the depression triggers the lack of serotonin? Is it your actions? You know, are you cause? You know, something you're doing causing a lack of serotonin, therefore you're getting these other depressive symptoms, or is the depression itself causing? You know what I'm saying?
I hear you.
And you're saying that there's no answer to that right now?
No, and I've asked the same question repeatedly, but it doesn't change the reality of the fact that without medication for me, you know, and a lot of other people, this, you know, it's not a manageable thing, and you're absolutely right. There are some people with very mild cases of depression, and, you know, there's a difference between being depressed and having depression, for sure.
And these people get a hold of drugs that they shouldn't be having, and they end up committing suicide over the drugs. So,
oh, and you're absolutely right.
Right. So there's this balance that needs to be had here. The drugs can be as dangerous as the depression itself. And one, you know, if you don't feel like getting out of bed, you know, some morning or something like that, you're probably not in need of taking Prozac or
whatever. I think that's all we were saying before, is that this is highly overdiagnosed. It's not to say that there aren't people with real serious chemical imbalances. Like yourself, Mike, if you'd like to stick with us, we can continue the conversation here in Hour 3, 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And I feel like we acknowledged that, but maybe not to Mike's satisfaction.
It's good to be called in, clarify.
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. I'm just saying, a pill would not be my first solution. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
The Seasteading Institute. They want to create freedom on the open seas. Did you know they're having a conference? You could meet fellow forward thinkers and discover where you fit into the up-and-coming for-profit seasteading sector. It's May 31st to June 2nd at Le Meridian Hotel in San Francisco. Discounted registration prior to May the 1st. Special rates for students and the press. Get 10% off with promo code FTL. Get registered before May the 1st at seasteading.freetalklive.com. Seasteading.freetalklive.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free-market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia and trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.